we can't say, through the actions, we can't judge a person. So in this way, the action is important, but the most important is the intention, what he thinks in his mind. If his mind is pure, then everything comes pure. That is more important. So here I think so, in these teachings, normally it is not a real teaching, but it is some sort of things which can help a beginner to turn their mind towards Dharma. In our teachings we say four foundations, but it doesn't matter whether you are practicing four foundations or not. But if you go on thinking about your human preciousness of your human life and ever-presence of impermanence and death and the accumulation of bad karmas and good karmas, the result will be definitely that way. And if you think about the samsara, the samsara has no place to gain the ultimate happiness. So if you go on thinking those and practice yourself, meditate on them, concentrate on them, then normally it will help you to turn your mind towards the Dharma. Which may help to some beginners. So with that intention, I think so. Even though I don't know anything about the teachings, but if it benefits to some people, then it is good. For that purpose, I tried to explain a little bit about some teachings which will turn the mind towards Buddha, Dharma, and practice and try to liberate from this samsara of suffering. Then if you are free from this samsara, then you have the power to look or to help other living beings. If your mind turns towards the Dharma, then slowly the teaching will be given, or the slowly the teaching will be started. So for that purpose, this may be some sort of help. So here, whatever we accumulate through the teachings or through the accumulation of listening, through the accumulation of giving teachings. So whatever you have accumulated, you think that this accumulation is not only for yourself, but if you think that it is for the benefit of all living beings, and your accumulation, if you dedicate it, if you share it for other living beings, then maybe it is really very useful. In dedication, we say that if you throw one drop of water on the dry sand, then it will soak down and it will dry very easily. If you throw one drop of water into the ocean, then that small drop will never dry until the ocean is dried. So like that, if you dedicate your small accumulation for the benefit of all living beings, and for the benefit of attaining the fully Buddhahood, then that will never be destroyed by any kind of hatred or jealousy or any kind of defilement. So it is better to dedicate as soon as you accumulate any kind of merit. Okay, thank you.